Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back to Perspectives, here live with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF and iHeartRadio. So we're back. We have a great show for you tonight. You know, we had the media, we got people, we got politicians, we got babies. Everyone's talking about this new film, Jobs. And Jobs is the quintessential film detailing Steve Jobs, the creation of Apple, and his legacy. And Jobs is directed by Joshua Michael Stern. And playing Steve Wozniak's character is Josh Gad. And so the film comes out, let's see, August 16th. So that'll be great. There'll be a lot of people really into that because it really talks about Apple. It talks about the formulation. It talks about the products. It talks about Steve as a person. It talks about the time that they were basically inventing all this stuff because a lot of people were, you know, kind of partying and hanging out and doing this and doing that while, you know, these guys were kind of hanging out in their garage, you know, and trying to set up this whole thing called Apple. So in the film business, in the movie business, what happens is when you go to a premiere, you get to interview these people on the red carpet, which you see on TV and you see on E! Hollywood and all this stuff. And so we are going to go to the videotape where we join on the red carpet talking to Josh Gad, who plays Steve Wozniak, as well as joining Joshua Michael Stern, the director of the film. So let's go to that now. So I'm with Josh Gad here, Perspectives with Ashley Burgess Live here on iHeartRadio. So first off, from another National Forensics League competitor and a Quad Ruby individual, I know that you are NFL as well.
I was. I competed in NFL through high school about 96 through 99. It was awesome. I was very blessed. I won three times the National Forensics Tournament, and I, to this day, I'm recognized more for that success than any of my film or TV work. So I'm happy that I've left some sort of legacy.
So, okay, so on this film, you actually play Apple's co-founder, Steve Wozniak. So as a Wozniak's visionary, what do you see was the purpose within this film? I mean, what was kind of your purpose as your character pushing this film along?
Well, I think as it relates to the development of the Apple computer and the development of Apple as a corporation, Steve Wozniak's contributions were profound. He essentially invented the technology that allowed Steve Jobs to then parlay that into profitability. And I think that their journey together, their unlikely journey as his pairing, I like to compare the two of them to Paul McCartney and John Lennon, is one of those trajectories that basically altered the tech industry forever.
Awesome. I agree. I also have stock in Apple as well. I'm really hoping that we can increase back up to at least 600. We'll discuss that later, though. Maybe if you have any information on that. So knowing, okay, from you from the film as well, so you not only directed this film, what are some of the most recent projects you're working on as well besides this one?
Well, I'm working on a few. I directed a film called Swing Vote before this. And so right now, it's all about Jobs. It's all about getting it out there and getting the word out, getting everybody to see it on August 16th. And we're very proud of it.
So let me ask you as well. So Joshua is the director here for Jobs, the film. What was your purpose for making the film?
I think it's ultimately a very inspired story. It tells a story of someone who's very flawed, but through his flaws and his fearlessness, really does something amazing. And I think we all have that in ourselves to do something great and to not be afraid. And I think that's what the movie's about for me. It's got a great message.
I totally agree. I think that all of us have a sole purpose. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been glad to have you here on Perspectives.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a good night. So that's the red carpet deal, you know? So you get to interview people, but you got to do it really quick. You know, that's the key, the quickness. You know, usually there's a stopwatch and somebody behind, you know, saying, hey, it's time to go, which is cool because, you know, you have to do that kind of stuff because otherwise people will monopolize these people's time to the point where they're standing on the red carpet until after the film
has
been aired.
By the way, speaking of monopolizing their time, did you really ask them if they could raise Apple stock?
Well, I just said if they could give more awareness to the ability of Apple and how great it is that we
could
raise
that stock. Mama needs a new pair of shoes or something?
I'd like some more than shoes. I know you're over here giving me a hard time. I can't believe that. No, the point is that it's serious, though. I mean, that's the key. It's like, if you raise awareness, everybody's like, oh, Steve Jobs is down. He's gone. I mean, what's going to happen to Apple? It's like, dude, they have a wealth of knowledge. I mean, the stuff that this guy started and other people involved, like, the company's only going to get better. It's not going to get worse. And I don't know why people get all this doomsday, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Apple is like here to stay, folks.
Yeah, like, they're the only company that doesn't have any debt. You know, they actually pay for everything. They actually have dollar for dollar for everything they have. It's the only company out there. I mean, that's it. So, okay, they're not paying me to say this, so we're going to stop talking about this right now. But, and in reality, you know, it's like I was like joking around with Josh Gad, and that was the whole kind of thing. You know, he's a fellow National Forensics League competitor as well, and I had to throw in the fact that I'm a quad Ruby because that's like the top level and stuff. But anyway, that's just like, you know, debater kind of like, yeah, humor, I guess. But so after the red carpet, the next day after you view the film and you do all this stuff, and I missed the after party because I just didn't want to drink and I had a big day the next day, but I heard it was a lot of fun. So the next morning, there's always kind of like a really cool press conference usually. And I know that there's been a dozen films done on films where you see this press conference, and it's basically like that. So we were at the Ritz-Carlton, and it was a great kind of round table situation. Again, very timed. And so, you know, you get what you get. But we had a great conversation. So now we're going to the press conference where I, Ashley Burgess, asked both Josh Gad and Joshua Michael Stern the purpose, because we're all about purpose here. It's our fifth purpose show tonight. We're all about purpose for doing things. What was your purpose? What is your true purpose? So let's go to the press conference.
You know, you'd have to say that Apple really is going against the grain. I think it began that way. You know, that's why people put their stickers on their car to show that they went against the grain, they did something new, forging new things against all odds. So I know that my perspectives listeners want to know one thing for sure before they want to get into other things as well. What is your sole purpose for telling this story? And what do you want others to essentially get out of it?
Well, for me, I think that my hope for the film is that it will inspire. We're living in a pretty difficult time right now, where a lot of people, especially my age, are finding the job market very difficult. The tagline of our movie is "Some see what's possible, others change what's possible." I think that therein lies the potential of a movie like this, is to inspire people to go out there and shift the paradigms. There's so much potential for what the future of technology, for what the future of so many aspects, so many different industries might be. And you have to get creative, you have to be brave. Bravery and risk aversion, those two things are a dangerous mix. And I think that you need to be able to jump over that cliff. And that's what Steve Jobs did so brilliantly, is he heard no, but he didn't listen to it. You know, he saw the stop sign, but he went through it. I think that therein lies the potential of a film like this, is to speak to people who might be going through a rough time right now and say, oh, wow, wait a second, this is a wake-up call. What can I do with my skills? What can I do with my talents? And I don't think it could come at a better time.
No, I totally agree. I think sort of we're in that weird post-industrial moment where the last recession really downsized businesses and created a new normal. And the days of the corporate pensions and being there for 50 years and working in sort of one job, I think, are becoming less and less. But what it's doing is it's forcing the culture to look inside itself and to self-motivate. And that's something that we all have. I mean, to a person, I've never met someone who doesn't have a dream they once had of doing one particular thing or being a particular kind of person, and has sort of left sort of society to sort of beat them down on it. And Steve was a misfit, and he was really misunderstood, and he was not easy. And there was nothing to say that that man would have done anything. I mean, he was sort of a hippie who kind of smelled, and he was difficult to get along with, and he recognized cool things, and he associated himself, but there was nothing to say that that kid would have ever become what he became. But that kid is everybody. That's what I love about this movie. He wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He wasn't born as the heir to something that his father had created. He was self-made. And this movie's about people who are self-made and should go out there after this, they see this film and realize that what Steve says in this film towards the end, that when you wake up and realize that the world was created by people no smarter than you, is a very freeing, liberating thought, because that means you could go out and do something even greater.
So that's awesome. I mean, so you get to catch up with both of these individuals in two separate locations, which is nice, at two different times, which is also kind of neat because you get to reflect on night and you get to reflect on day. We'll probably end up meeting back up with those two folks here in the future, having them on a full-length show. They've agreed to that, so that would be actually very nice. So coming up now, we actually will be going into our third segment here after the break, and J.R. Atkins will be calling in doing the Perspectives Pulse. So stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about small business startups. We're going to be talking about the tip of the week as well, and where to find everything that's going on as far as networking is concerned. So, you know, if you remember what they just said about purpose, it's not about somebody having a silver spoon in their mouth. It's about somebody finding what they love, their passion, and turning it into something that revolutionary changes and changes the world. So everybody has that within them. We just got to find that or help you get through the hurdles that you're experiencing if you've already figured it out. So stay tuned. Keep it on Perspectives here with Ashley Burgess live on 570 KLIF or on iHeartRadio. Either way, you can listen. And guess what? You know it. I'll be back in two shakes.
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour. Never worrying about parking. Lightweight. Sturdy. And the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future. Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new, lightweight, motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, thejakebike.com offers made-for-you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel-efficient transportation with style. Check out thejakebike.com to order yours today. That's thejakebike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. Thejakebike.com.